And then listen to this.
Radio Tonic, Tonic, Tonic.
Refresh your ears on Sundays. RN presents two innovative new programs.
Radio Tonic, a heady mix of fiction, essays and drama. 3 p.m.
And then listen to this.
While Soundproof at 8 p.m. is a weekly portal into radio art, soundscapes and performance.
Take a closer listen. Radio Tonic and Soundproof. We're at the RN homepage.
And on RN, this is Books and Arts Daily, where it's time for Top Shelf. Betty Churcher is one of Australia's best-loved cultural commentators. She was the director of the Art Gallery of Western Australia in the late 1980s, and then she ran the National Gallery of Australia for most of the 90s. Her passion for art began when she was just a little girl, and over the years she's shared that love in her books, her newspaper articles, and in those lovely little episodes that she's made for TV. She came on Books and Arts Daily not so long ago to discuss her latest book. It's a beautiful book. It's called Australian Notebooks, and it's her personal tour of her favourite artworks in Australia's public art galleries. Here she is sharing her top shelf.
Well, the first one I want to talk about is actually in the first Notebooks that was published by MUP, and it's a Rembrandt of his young lover, Hendrik Stoffels, bathing in a river. She's shin-deep in water. Now, why I love it is because it is so down to earth. The knees, I've written in the book, I said they're very serviceable knees. If you look at the classical knees of, say, a Botticelli, those knees could not go down to the market. They could not get down the floor and scrub the floor. Hendrik's knees jolly well could, and Rembrandt loved them. And I love them too. Picture I think I'd like to mention is a picture of by Lena Bryans called The Babe is Wise. Lena Bryans was an extraordinary woman, very independent. She never joined groups. She had a house at Darabin Bridge House, which became a centre for poets and writers and artists, etc. And the subject of The Babe is Wise had just brought out a novel called that, The Babe is Wise. And there she is. She's sitting there with that ridiculous 1940s pork pie hat on at that ridiculous angle and these awful little sort of cap sleeves which we wore in the 1940s. But it's such an audacious picture for Melbourne in the 1940s, you know. Pink and yellow, a yellow background, a pink hat. The pink hat is about the same tone as the yellow background. And it's just a one-off, and it's just come off so beautifully. Brian Fenimore, who was then the curator of Australian art at the National Gallery of Victoria, talked about the insouciant cheek of the hat, which I love. And the last picture I want to talk about is, well, it's not a picture at all. It's a sculpture, and it's in the National Gallery in Canberra. And it's Fiona Hall's set of sardine cans. Just beautiful. They were the old sardine cans where there's a key where you roll the lid back, and you roll the lid back, and then from another lid she has cut the most beautiful piece of botany. They're the tropical plants that the British sailors brought back to London in the 18th century from the South Seas. And they felt they'd found a new Eden, undespoiled, unpolluted, unmolested by mankind. Not yet. And Fiona is very conscious of what we're doing to our planet, you know, and she's put these, and they're all tropical and subtropical. There's grapefruit and bananas and grass trees. And she noticed, looking at these florilegiums of the 17th century and earlier, that botanists tended to classify plants by their method of reproduction. So when you look into the sardine cans, she's rolled the lid back, there are little bits of our method of reproduction. So in front of a grass tree with its pollinating spike erect. There's an erect penis. So all this little bits of our method of reproduction. So what she's saying is we are another plant occupying this planet. Let's look after it. Let's not despoil it any further. Whether she'll be listened to or not, I don't know.
I could listen to you, Betty Churcher, for hours on end. Isn't she marvellous? Betty Churcher's Top Shelf, three of the works on her Top Shelf. And if you want to hear Betty talking to us, if you just scroll back through the Books and Arts Daily website, you can hear my conversation with her earlier this year. It's an absolute corker.